We can visualize vertical shear as a continuous series of vortex lines oriented horizontally. A good analogy is a sheet of rolling logs. As an updraft extends into the sheared environment, horizontal vorticity tilting acts to create two vertical vortices. The strength of these vertical vortices depends on the strength of the shear and the intensity of the updraft. Facing towards the direction of the shear, in other words here from left to right, you have a cyclonic vortex on the right side of the updraft and an anticyclonic vortex on the left side. Initially, the vortices lie along the periphery of the updraft and thus contain no updraft within them. In other words, the updraft and vorticity are not really well correlated. But as the updraft grows, you notice the vortices intensify, and you notice that we have two low pressure centers labeled there in the red label L. We'll explain how those came about in the next page and what do they mean.